What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, new head coach of Gardner, where Coach Jim Luther here with me on the Boss Man Show out of the Big South. Coach, man, how's it feel being in the big chair now at Gardner Webb, man?
The big chair, I tell you. Moved down a couple office doors, and you know, now you got all these different meetings, and you're pulled so many different ways that you can't do your real job. You can't coach a team. It's hard to recruit because you got all these different meetings. I got to speak at our Board of Trustees luncheon today. I got a couple other meetings set up. So that's the only difference. Basketball side's easy. Recruiting side, we've all done that. It's just all the other things you got to do when you're sitting in this chair that makes it a little different.
100%, Coach. And since you was a coach at D2 level, man, how is it different for you now with the transfer portal, the NIL piece of it, trying to find guys who are established now from when you was head coaching at D2 level, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's all changed. It's not even a matter of Division One or Division Two. It's just the whole landscape has changed. It's these kids can leave whenever they want to leave. There's no penalty for that. Back when I played, if you left, you had to sit out a year. Now they don't. So you're trying to find that kid that you can coach. If you coach them too hard, they leave. If they don't get enough playing time, they leave. If they're too good and they're putting up big numbers, they leave. All right. So it's that fine line of trying to find some of these kids. And when this first went into effect, they only could transfer one time. And then the old rules kicked in. Now, you know, you thought, hey, I'm going to take a bunch of transfers, get these transfers. Now they're locked into me. Well, now they can do whatever they want to do. So that whole method's out the window too. So it's a different era for sure. The NIL stuff here at Gardner Webb, we don't have that, which I'm fine with. I told my president, I don't need NIL to get kids because there's so many kids out there. What you may need it for down the road is to keep your kids. you know, because these kids come here and they put up good numbers. Now everybody's kind of starting to come in on them. Mm-hmm. Hey, come play for us now. We've seen you could do it at Gardner-Webb. You put up 15 points a game, 10 rebound, whatever it might be. Hey, now I'll give you some money. I tell those kids, where were those schools 2 or 3 years ago when they didn't want you? Well, I found you. I developed you. And now they want to throw some money at you and they dip out. So if you ever needed something, possibly maybe down the road, you might need something to keep a kid or two, but you don't need anything to get any kids because there's 2,872 kids in the portal right now.
100%, coach. And like you said, sometimes I tell these young men who I talk to probably all offline, I'm like, hey, stay where you at, because if you want to play overseas and play the NBA or G League, you got to be putting out good film and good tape. You're getting 4 points a game at a Power Five or a Group of Five school, you're not playing. Did that help you any? You
know? I know.
So I will stay where I'm at, put up numbers, and get drafted, because I'm a product of it in my school. Tennessee State's my school. Look at Robert Covington. If he left Tennessee State when he was put out of numbers, he wouldn't be in the NBA right now and had been in the NBA 12 years.
Right. Right. And that's a big deal. So we've had in my 11 years here, we've had 7 kids leave us and go Power Five. And it only worked out for 2. It worked out for a kid named Nate Johnson, left us and went to Xavier, started for 2 years. Good for him. Awesome. And it worked out for Lance Terry, who came home and went to Georgia Tech and, you know, played at Georgia Tech and did a good job. But the other 5 or 6 kids, it's led to multiple transfers or those kids sitting there doing nothing. Well, you know what? I got the job here, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've got 3 kids coming, or one definitely coming back, who left us and tried to go high major, didn't work out. He's going to come back and play for us. I got 2 others on the hook that left us. One went to Texas Tech. One went to Vanderbilt. They're talking about coming back because they saw, hey, I was doing really well at Gardner-Webb, put up really good numbers, and I try to go. I don't know the culture. I don't know the locker room. I don't know the teammates. Everybody's going to paint you a really good picture, right? They're going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Hey, you come here. It's Power Five. You're going to get the minutes. You're going to get the money. You can get checked. And the next thing happens, they get there. It ain't what they thought it was. And they're like, whoa, hold up a second. I was at a place putting up 14, 15 a game. I was all conference. That's going to look a lot better and boost my pro check if I stay and continue to do that, you know. So it's that fine line trying to educate these kids. They all think it's just they all think the portal's a magic hat. They're just going to reach in, pull something out. Man, here we go. It doesn't work that way.
100%, coach. Like I said, that's the old saying that the elders tell us, grass is always greener. Grass is not always greener. You have to kind of wonder, look where you're at. Like for me, I played football, coach, and I had opportunity to transfer from 1AA, but I didn't do that because I'm going to be the 4th receiver in 1A, and I could be the number 1-2 guy here at 1AA. I said, I'm going to keep getting the targets where I am right now. I want the ball in my hands. I want to try to do some of my life. So I was in the same position myself, coach, and I made this mistake. Now, I'm trying to tell these young men, it worked out for me doing what I did.
Yep.
You're taking a big risk, and I think you should really think about where you are, who cares about you, who's trying to sell you a dream and make you a number.
Right. And I tell that, you know, grass is not greener on the other side. I'd say, well, it can be really green on the same side you're at if you water it, if you could take care of it, if you're wanted, if you, you know, and that's what we try to do for these kids. They're here. And we're allowing them to do their thing, and they're putting a good resume. Their basketball career, I tell them, it's a resume. This is your resume, because they all want it. You walk into a locker room at our level and you say, how many kids want to play in the NBA? 13 out of 13 are raising their hands. And we all know none of those kids are going to the NBA, but there's opportunities to play professionally. So overseas, and that market has boomed. People are making really good livings doing that. So you know what you're doing for your 4 years? You're trying to put together a resume, and that resume needs to see you getting better each year, you know, working on your craft each year, working on your skill set each year. And if you put together a good resume, somebody's going to come in and give you a chance to make some money and to further your career. But all of a sudden now you jump and you leave and you go somewhere and you gamble and you roll the dice and it doesn't work out. There's a gap in that resume. And now teams are a little bit uncertain about you. Because, hey, you did it here, but you couldn't produce it. You just leave that thing open for people's minds or scouts or whatever, professional teams. They start to question that. Just be here. Put your numbers in. Be a good teammate. Show up every single day, and you have a chance to make some money.
And coach, your league, the Big South, man, is very competitive, man. I know Mike Morrell's a good friend of mine as well, man. He does a great job up there, man. And it's about how tough your league is. Talk about Luther, man. It's great ball. Wish people see more of what you all do in the Big South, man. It's a wonderful thing to watch how you guys compete like heck and go against each other in doing conference play, man.
Yeah. So this year was this is my 11th year, obviously. And this year we have the highest conference ranking or rating that we've ever had in my 11 years. I think we're as high as the 18th best league in the country. There's 32 leagues or 31 leagues. So we're a true definition of a mid-major. You know, Mike does a great job. Griff Aldridge does a really good job. You still got me?
I got you, coach.
You see me?
I see you, coach. I got you, coach. I see you, buddy. Okay.
I got a call coming. You know, Griff Aldridge does a good job. Darius Nichols does a good job. You know, Mark Prosser does a good job over at Winthrop. So our league is really, really super competitive. And it's a, so you got to be ready to play every single night. And if you've looked over our league over the last few years, it comes down to that last weekend. You know, you win this game, you could finish in second or first or second. You lose this game, you could finish in fifth or sixth. I mean, Longwood this year, you know, if they hadn't beat High Point, I think it was at Longwood, they could have finished as low as eighth or ninth in our eighth, maybe. We only had nine teams. Well, they won that game. They finished in a three-way tie for fifth. And then they won three games in the conference tournament and got to the NCAA tournament. So that's the fifth place team in our league was able to string it together and win our league and go to the NCAA tournament. So you got to be able to play, bring it every single night. Really good coaches, really good players.
And Coach Luther, since you're the head coach now, how are you going to approach the non-con schedule now? I know how Coach Kraft did it, so how are you going to kind of approach that with what you're calling the shots now?
Yeah. So I actually did the scheduling even for Kraft.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would find the teams and bring it. He made the ultimate decision, but, you know, I did the contracts and things like that. He and I have a little different philosophy. You know, our league allows you to play three non-Division I games, and most teams in our league, they buy into that and they play those three nines. I don't have that same mentality. I don't have that same philosophy. I don't think beating a non-Division I on November 4th by 57 points gets my team ready in February or March to be where they need to get, you know, to be the team they need to be. I think it gives you a false sense of security. It gives you a false sense of who you are because now you're making shots, you're making plays against inferior competition. I want to play the best we possibly can play. I want our team. I don't care if we win or lose. I want to be able to have my team every time they step on. They know they've got to show up. They know they've got to play. They know they're going to be tested. That's just been my kind of makeup. Even when I was a Division II guy, I always played the best teams I could find. I think we're judged on our league schedule, our league conference. It's a one-bid league. So what's going to make me the best we can be in January and February? And I don't think just beating up on a non-Division I and you see teams 137 to 42. And what's that really do for you?
Nothing.
You know, boost some guys' stats maybe. You got a guy, I mean, and it gets his head thinking, I'm really, really good. I just had, you know, 27 points tonight against – mom and pop school from wherever that doesn't even give scholarships. Well, good. You should do that. You know, so I want to play the best we can play. I want to have a really competitive schedule. We'll have to, you know, play some money games in there. We got to play bring in some money for the school. So we'll do four or five of those every year. We're going to Cancun next year, playing the Cancun challenge, which will be good, you know, for the guys to get down there and stay for 4 or 5 days in Cancun. And I got Tennessee already done. I got Pitt already done. I'm talking to a few other schools. So we'll put together a good schedule.
Hopefully you'll play Tech or State. That's hopefully you'll come down here and play Tech or State. Hopefully they'll work with you, man.
Yeah. Well, Georgia won't play us no more. A couple of years ago, we went over and beat Georgia pretty solid. We've beat Clemson in the past. We've beat Purdue in the past. We beat Wake Forest in the past. So a lot of these teams around here that are, they call them the buy games. They're giving you money, guarantee games. They give you that money for what? So they guarantee a victory, and we've won a lot of those games. So a lot of these teams say, no, we ain't going to play Garden Webb. Tim did a phenomenal job with that. So now the market for us to make some money, I got to kind of venture out a little bit for people that don't really know what we've done.
Well, 100%, Coach, 100%. I totally get that, man. And for you, Coach, how have workouts been so far with the guys you have returning, man, as they end the semester here? So how has it been going so far for the guys?
Good. I just finalized my staff yesterday. We got three great guys coming in. You know, we've been lifting the guys and getting them on the floor a little bit. And this time of year, you know, we're on these kids. We go, you know, two sessions in the summer. We're in the fall. We're going hard all the way until spring break, the March time. So in the spring, I like the kids to be able to be kids. You know, if you're a good player, you're going to get your shots up. You're going to get your workout in. I don't have to be in there. They hear enough from us. So we've been really relaxed here since I've gotten the job. I've been busy, but we've been relaxed. The guys are getting in there every now and again and getting some workout. They are lifting heavy because you can't ever forget about your body. It's a job. You have the best body you can. So they've been lifting 5 days a week for the last few weeks. But as far as us being out there and doing this and doing that, we'll start that up at the end of May for that first session of summer school and just let the guys be some guys. Go out and walk around campus and go to the beach or whatever they want to do and just get in just a little bit.
100%, Coach. You know, Coach, I remember back when I played, we didn't do much to October. Now it's like you can do two sessions of summer school now. So it's like, how easier it is to book a guy's game and know what the guy's really at now. With the old days, you had to kind of get ready for 2 weeks before practice. And you had to, you didn't really know until you knew.
I know. When I was actually a player, the date changed three times. It was like October 1st. So you had a few, I think it went to the 15th. And in one of my years as a player, it was like November 1. You only had like 2 weeks before your first game that you could really be out there. So now it's year round. I mean, we got them year round. So that's the other thing with the portal. You know, you can get a kid in here and you can work them out for the 8 weeks in the summer and really get a good foundation, get your system in, get what you want to accomplish and how your style of play. You can get their bodies ready. And then starting in, you know, August, when you come back, you get that, you know, that 40-day window to get 38 practices or something along those effects. So you actually start practicing whenever you want to start practicing as a team. You just got to, you know, turn in your dates and things like that. So it's really good for freshmen because you get to really work with those freshmen a lot in the summer and just start to prepare them for what this grind is going to be about. And then you get to develop some kids. You see some holes in their games. You got a lot of time to get these kids going and get them into the player that they need to be.
And Coach Luther, how much do you use tape to get young men to kind of watch themselves and see where they can get better at, or kind of point to them out on the video? Because I feel like sometimes young men want to run from the tape. I'm like, the tape is what makes you better. Tape is what makes you improve your game. So don't run away from the tape.
Don't lie.
Exactly.
Don't lie. Yeah, you got to. You got to. Now, Coach Kraft did a great job with that. And he had it and he was on it all the time. And so we're going to continue that, but you know, these kids need to see it. They need to see, hey, you know, until you show it to them, a lot of times they don't believe. I didn't do nothing wrong. That wasn't me. Well, here it is. Or, hey, I need to improve in this. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. Here's why. So the statistical numbers and stat in their practice, every time they're on the floor, we're going to stat what they do. You know, all the made shots, missed shots, turnovers, you know, deflections, so we can get a good feel. Hey, you need to be better in these areas here, and here's why. Here's the numbers. You're not shooting it well. You're turning it over too much. And then as far as positionally, the things that we're trying to get, you know, how well you set the screen. Are you really boxing out? Are you getting back in transition? Are you crashing the boards? You know, film don't lie. Tape don't lie. You're not doing it. You got to get better at it, and here's how you can.
Yeah, I always love to watch tape, see how a cornerback was trying to play me or seeing how a guy was trying to defend me. In basketball, Coach, I was a 3-and-D guy. I couldn't have much handle, but in football receiver, I could run like hell. I knew what to do. He needs the way, man. So, like, for me, I was like, I was going to know how guys were going to close out short to me. They go crash me. I can pump them and go and drive there, make the right read. So I always look more to watch tapes. I just know if I'm doing the right, making the right play and the right read, because that's important to me. Make sure we're not taking a bad shot, not causing us to be in a bad situation. I'm taking a rush three. Make sure I'm doing the right things.
Yeah, and again, that's why it's there. You know, and the kids, that a lot of times they don't believe. They just get lost in their head, and it's not my fault, or this was a good shot, or this is what I should have. And when you go back, they can see all the different options now, especially offensively. Was this a bad shot? Well, yeah, it was early in the shot clock. Was this a bad shot? Yeah, this guy was closing you down and you had the one more. You know, did I take one dribble too many? Yeah. Well, here's the gap. It closed. They plugged you. You turned it over. And this is why, you know, here's, so we try to prepare the guys with all that stuff. You got to be able to prepare them for every scenario. And they're going to have to be able to make reads and plays, especially offensively. And there's no reason why they can't be successful, because we're going to drill those things every single day. We're going to drill the plug pass, the spray, you know, when to look for this, when to see that, how to attack this ball screen coverage, you know, so that all the different areas, that's what the film does. That's what the tape does. That's what drill, that's what repetitions do for you.
And Cole, that's one for you, Coach, man. So when you're not engaged coaching full time, doing your thing, man, how do you kind of enjoy yourself and get away from the game that we both love so much?
Yeah. I got three kids and an awesome wife. You know, my three kids, I got a 16-year-old, 13-year-old, and I got a 9-year-old. And they're in everything you can possibly imagine. I got basketball to go see. I got gymnastics with my daughter. I got soccer with my youngest. I got AAU tournaments with my oldest. And this weekend, I've got an AAU tournament in Spartanburg, South Carolina, with my oldest boy. And I got a soccer tournament in just north of Charlotte with my youngest. And my daughter's got a gymnastics meet. So my wife's going to one. I'm going to try to hit the other two. I mean, the kids keep you busy. And I love it. I love living life with my kids. They keep me as young as possible. They reel me back in. The why we doing what we do is for my three kids. That's why we do what we do, because I want to be a great dad. I want to be a great husband. I want to be as much stuff as I can. And you know what? Now that I'm the boss man, you know that? Yeah. I can do what I want to do now. I can make my own schedule. You know, I can be at this stuff and let the assistants, hey, you take this. I'm going to go see my boy play. I'm with my daughter at gymnastics. Go see her flipping and flopping. So now that I am in that chair, I can be a little more free, I think, too.
Yes, indeed. But Coach Luke, it's been great to chat with you, man. Hopefully I'll see you during the live period in Atlanta when we have all those late point tournaments, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll see the PJ, or maybe I'll be there, Coach. So just glad to talk to you today. I love your energy, man. We'll do this again real soon. I'll definitely
absolutely
look out for your cheer for you guys, man.
I appreciate it, man. I'd love to come back anytime and talk at you.
Thanks, Coach. It's so much fun, brother.
All right. See ya.
All right now.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.